So we left off yesterday in the middle of this exceptionally rich Gemara. The last of the four Miplanya cases, the sixth case overall. So there are two cases before, Shchuna Gavoy and Shuki Baroy. So this is the sixth case overall in the Perek. This is the fourth Miplanya. Tosas made a sharp point. Tosas made a sharp point. And Tosas had pointed out in our sugya that in Kiddushin Samachay and other places we hear about the din of Hadaz Baldin. In Kiddushin Samachay and the days of Gemara quoted Toseftin Bav Metzia, the Hadaz Baldin matters. The Hadaz Baldin is effective. The Hadaz Baldin is Kimeya Edim, like 100 Edim. There happens to be a rule, you may have seen this in Makos, that two or more Edom are the same. Two Edom, three Edom, it's all the same. Two or more Edom are all the same, based on Gzeiras HaKasuv. Sometimes that's expressed as Trei Kimeya Omeya Ketrei. Two are like 100, and 100 are like two. You have an upcoming sugya about two Edom that contradict another two Edom, so it's sort of like a deadlock. The same is true if you have two Edom contradicting four Edom. Or two Edom contradicting 100 Edom. That's Gzeiras HaKasuv, that once you go beyond two or more Edom are the same as two Edom. So when we say, Hadas Badin Kemeya Edom Dami, Hadas Badin is like 100 Edom, that's very dramatic. You should also remember that Meya Ketrei. So that's same Hadas Badin is like Meya Edom, is like saying Hadas Badin is like two Edom. So Hadas Badin works, and it's powerful. It rises to the top, because the gold standard of Birur is two Edom. One Ed might also be a degree of Birur, depending on how you understand Ed Echad. Rove is a degree of Birur, or stronger Rove is better Birur. But the gold standard, two Edom. You can vote Timon based on two Edom. You can do all sorts of things, basically. You can do anything. Two Edom is the highest standard of Birur that we're typically going to ask for. And yet, Hadas Baldin is not only the same as, that's what we hear about in Kiddushin. Remember, there the Gemara said, you need dafka external Edom. It can't just be the boy and the girl, the chasam kal themselves. But whenever you want, whenever you want lebiru hadavar, whenever you want the Edom to tell us later what happened, so hadas baldin is just as good. Tosfos here says hadas baldin is even better. Hadas baldin is even better. Hadas baldin is even better. So it's worth considering. What does that tell me about Hadas Baldin? And it's worth in this context considering what is the nature of Hadas Baldin in general. He left off yesterday with a Rashbam Alam and Gimel and a Mari Ibn Lev. Remember, I read Ibn Lev and asked the general question: how does Hadas Baldin work? I don't understand. You come and say, here no one comes and says, he says, Mordechai, you should know that I owe you $10,000. I freely admit that I borrowed $10,000 from you last week and it's due today. Noam says that. And we have Edom watching. The whole shir is watching. Let's imagine. I'm not making Noam actually say it because it's not true, as far as I know. But let's imagine that Noam said that. So Mordechai is going to take that to the bank. Mordechai is going to show up in Beis Din with Edom from this room. Say, look, I have Edom who will be made. That Noam said he owes me $10,000 is due today. So, pay up. And Noam says, I don't know what you're talking about. So if the Edom say, we saw the car crash, we saw the loan, we saw the sale, we saw the employment, for whatever reason, we saw the thing, the event that's mechayev you to tashlumen, okay. So the Edom can directly tell the Beis Din, we know he has to pay. But Edom, if Edom would just come in and say, well, we heard him say it, well, who says saying it? Well, he's not Shnei Edom. So why should we believe Noam? Especially if Noam turns around and says, no. You can't say I never said it. Edom heard it. I was just making up a story. No, I changed my mind. Ignore what I said before. So why shouldn't we ignore what he said before? It's just, he's one aid, and he's not even an aid. He's no Gebedaver. He's the Baldaver himself. Hodos baldin kameh eitan dami has a certain logic to it, but it's also sort of surprising that it should work. And it should be so powerful. Lodai, and again, our Tosis points out, here in Bava Basra, it's even more powerful than Shnei Eidim. So there are two ways in general of understanding Hodos baldin. This is where we had left off. The Mari ibn Leiv and the Ktos. Kedai to know, have this Chakir in your back pocket. It will come up in many different places. The Mari ibn Leiv says, and this is he's quoted by the Ketzos in Simon Lamedal, the Maramakam is in your Maramakamas packet. Did I give you the actual Ketzos? Yes, you have the actual Ketzos in the packet as well. So you see, he starts, we're not going to read the whole Ketzos inside. I'll just peek around the drop. He's opened, but you'll see, he opens. B'tshu is Maharin Leiv, the Mahari Ibn Leiv. So he talks about Hadas Baldin, and he says, Mar Ibn Leiv says, Hadas Baldin is a matana me'achshav. This is where we left off yesterday. And Mar Ibn Leiv thinks, how could it be Hadas Baldin is so powerful? The answer is, it's not, he's not two Aden. The answer is, Mar Ibn Leiv says, you're right, he's not really two Aden. It's not that we believe him, it's that he's making it true now. It's like almost like Lakiyam Adavar. If the guy says, look, I freely admit that I borrowed $10,000 from you last week and it's due today, unlikely that you have a one-week loan of $10,000, a bridge loan maybe, okay. You need a bridge loan until other funding came through. So, a more likely scenario, I freely admit that I borrowed $10,000 from you 3 years ago and it's due today. So Mar Ibn Leiv says, why is it we give him so much ne'emanus? He's two Edim. Mar Ibn Leiv says, no. But he just created a new chiyuv. Instead of the Edim, just like if the Edim would have seen him drive his car into the other guy and smash it up and be a mazik, well, creates a new chiyuv mamon of $10,000 because you did hezek. So too says Mir Ibn Leiv, a hodah creates a new hischaibus. It creates a new hischaibus. The Gemara says elsewhere, in towards the end of Bava Tzia, if I remember correctly, chai vani lachamana b'shtar. If I give you a shtar that says I owe you $10,000, so that may create, that the Gemara discusses, maybe that creates a new hischaibus. So Mar Ibn Leiv says, even if you just say it, you said in front of Edom, your words matter. And your words create a new hischaibus. That would work exceptionally well here. We saw already, Bava Basra Laman Gimel Laman Aleph, the Rashbam seems to understand that that's what Rav Chisda is saying. Even though Rav Idi Bar Avin's relative made a hadas baldin that the tree belongs to you, and obviously that means it always belonged to you for the last 2 years, still Rav Chisda said he doesn't have to pay for all the fruits that he ate because he just gave it to you now. So the Rashbam, at least the Rashbam Shpat and Rav Chisda, appears to be what Mar Ibn Leiv wrote a couple of centuries later. That Hadas Baldin is a Maitana Me'achshav. It doesn't actually, we don't know what the facts are. We don't really know who owned it for the last 2 years. We don't really know who's the closer relative. Just if the guy said, oh, I admit you're the closer relative, what that does is that makes it yours as of now. If I give you a gift, I don't owe you for the last year's crop, obviously. So that's what Rashbam seems to understand, but Das Rav Chisda. Correct. We don't know whose it was all along. That's what the Rashbam seems to understand. Rav Chisda. Again, that's the Machlokas Rav Chisda and Versa Abaye and Rava on Daf Lama Gimel and Daf Lama Gimel Beis. In that scenario, does the guy have to pay back taxes, back crop, the crop for the last 2 years? Rav Chisda said no. Abaye Rava said yes. And the Rashbam said other Rishonim disagreed. Tos said other Pshatim. Rashbam said Rav Chisda says yes. Is Rav Chisda says you only pay from this point on because it's a gift. That's what Mari Ibn Leiv says. Now, that's very nice. But let's see one line in the Ktos, and then I want to hear your questions. Let's see one line in the Ktos. He, in the first paragraph, he lays out Mari Ibn Leiv, the way it's set out on this page. In the second paragraph, he goes on to ask a series of four kashas. Let's look at kasha number one, because I think some of you were over this already yesterday. Take a look in the second middle paragraph on the fourth line. The fourth line in the middle paragraph. Hinei l'chora. the fourth line, Ella Degam, the middle of the line, see over here? El Degam Vitaima de Maria ben Lehi Kashli Tuva. Says, I have a lot of kashas against Maria ben Lehi. And here's the first one. Daba Omer Lahadam. The fellow says, Lohayu Dvar Me Olam. Eitan says to me, Cohen, you owe me $10,000. Cohen, I lent you $10,000. Where's, you didn't pay me back. And I say, Lahadam lo hayu dvarim me'olam. A very important Rosh Tevis to know. Lo hayu dvarim me'olam. It never happened. I never became chayiv to begin with. Eitan says that he lent me $10,000. I say, I never borrowed from you. I don't know who you are. Or I say, I know who you are, but you never lent me money. I know what you're talking about. Right? Okay. So far, it's his word versus mine. I'm a kofar hakol. I'm in a good spot. And then Edim show up. Edim show up, and the Edim don't know if I paid back or not, but they do know that he lent me the money. Right? So now what would I like to say if I'm a dishonest person? Oh, yeah, I borrowed the money, but I paid back. Change my tune. Bingo, exactly. Very good. Very good. The Eino Neman, perfect. Very good, Svi. Exactly, that Gemara says, Eino Neman Loma Parati. I'm not believed now to say I paid back. Why?
Because when you say that you never received.
Very good. Because Kala Omer Lo Lavisi, Ki Ilo Omer Lo Parati. Because when a guy says, I didn't borrow, lahadam, that's obviously implying I didn't pay back. I say I never borrowed to begin with. So not say I didn't borrow implies lo lavisi velo parati. Now, I'm stuck. The Edom come and say that I borrowed. I would like to say I paid back. But basically say, we don't believe you because you told us yesterday that you didn't pay back. Hodas Baldin. Now, the Kso says, can we think about that Hodas Baldin for a moment? When I said yesterday, Eitan, I never borrowed, and obviously I never paid back, does that work well with my Reuben Leiv? My Reuben Leiv's theory, his understanding, his lumdus for Hodas Baldin is a matana me'achshav. Noam shows up and says, yeah, I owe you money. So that's he's creating a new hischayvus. So the Kso says, one second, that's all fine and dandy if the outcome of what Noam is saying, the Hodah is saying, here's what happened, and therefore, Lamaisa, I owe you money. A simple, straightforward Hodah is Baldin that results in, I actually do owe you something. Great. So you could interpret that as a matana me'achshav. But the Kso says, here, when I said to Eitan yesterday, Lahadam, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you're talking about, I never borrowed money from you. So it's true that also implied, I didn't pay that, like you said, Kolomer Kedemara, Kolomer Lo Lavisi, Kolomer Lo Parati Dami. It's true, I was making an implicit admission that I have never paid you. But was that at all a when I make it a hischaibus yesterday? Did I make it a matana to you yesterday? Of course not, because Lamaisa would say, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you because I never bought and never paid back. And therefore, I don't owe you.
How could this be turned on God Baldin? You're not admitting that.
If you say, as the Mari Ben Leib says, that the idea of Hodas Baldin is that I'm creating a new Chiv moment to you now, it's like a Matana Me'achshav, so that exactly, it only works in a situation where I actually was saying, and I owe you money. But if I was saying a series of statement at the time yesterday, let's break it down a little more, let's peel away it a little more. At the time yesterday, when I said to Eitan yesterday, I didn't borrow money from you. I never borrowed money from you, implying I never paid back. At the time when I said to Eitan yesterday, I never paid back, that didn't result in any his chayvus, right? I didn't pay back, but it's irrelevant.
It's just a fact.
Right. Now all of a sudden that Eitan comes with Edim, the who say Ede Halva, and they strip away my lo lavisi, all of a sudden now my lo parati matters. Right? But again, yesterday I had said lo lavisi. That's what I said on Monday, which also implies
lo parati.
And then on Tuesday, today, Edom come, and they take my lo lavisi and cross it out. So now my lo parati is suddenly there, and now it's going to get me into trouble. And that's taka, as you said, to be fair, shigemar. Call me lo lavisi, call me lo parati. So the Xo says, clearly, we're not believing the guy. It's not that, oh, you said lo parati, that was a matana me'achshav. It wasn't matana nothing. You weren't trying to be mischayev anything.
But how is considered avodah at all? Because he's not admitting to anything.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good question.
It sounds like he's admitting that he didn't pay back. That's
just saying he argued about it. It sounds as though it's actually just saying, I can take everything you said and frame it. Any fact that you say to your detriment, I'm going to take it and frame it, and that fact is now certified. In other words, it so says, as Svi is saying, it doesn't sound like it's a matana. It doesn't sound like you're creating new hischayvas. If anything, it sounds like we're actually believing the facts that you tell us. It sounds like you actually are. Hodas Badin is a nemanas. Just like if two Edom say something, we believe them. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, we never know for sure of anything. Two Edom could also be lying. But the Torah sets a standard of nemanas. You have two independent Edom, and we check them, and we cross-check them, and we corroborate them. So we have the right to assume al pidin, that's within the halachic margin of error, we have the right to assume that that's settled fact. So the Ma'arib and Leiv saw Hadas Baldin as a totally different type of phenomenon. But the Ktzos says, no, I think it's actually that it's a type of Nemanas. And he's going to show us where, we'll see where he sends it to in the moment. But let me just point out, this first of the Ktzos's four Kashas, again, the Hadas Baldin works even if at the time when you said it, it wasn't actually resulting in any Chiyuv. And then if you cannot say that he was actually being mischayev, that doesn't only show up over there. It also shows up where here? Even closer to home. In our sugya. In this Gemara, Daf Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. How's our dogs called
in? Rashi, when he's saying Shani be creating a chiyuv, that means 3 years.
Right! Let's say, that's Tosad said, oh, if not for Ovid Inish, if not for Rava's linguistic comment, that Shnei Chazaka could include 7 years also, if it only meant 3, then he would be stuck. Why would he be stuck? Because that would be Hadas Baldin that you didn't move in before 3 years ago. I, the Vayter, same thing. At the time that he said, let's say he only said I was been here for 3 years. But at the time that he said that, he wasn't giving away the house. He wasn't giving anything away. Adarabha, he said that to protect his house. He said, I belong here, I bought it, and I have a chazaka, and therefore I'm not going anywhere. So he wasn't being modeh that I owe you something. If the Tosis is hypothetical, if Shnei Chazaka were taka to only mean 3 years, it would have been a hodah that I was not here 4 years ago. But at the time that you say that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until 5 minutes later the guy says, well, here's a shtar that says I bought it 4 years ago. But at the time that I said 3 years, it wasn't the gesture of the house is yours. It wasn't the matana me'achshav. It wasn't the matana at all. It's the same exact phenomenon that you say something that in the moment doesn't really matter. But after some other agent show up or after some other evidence shows up, all of a sudden the statement that you made now is to your detriment. Guy says lahadam, and the edim come and say no lava, or the guy says hypothetically, if he would have mamish said 3 years, and then the other fellow pulls out a shtar that says, oh, I bought it 4 years ago. The guy says, well, I have edim that I was here 7 years ago. Yeah, but you already made hadas baldin. He only moved in 3 years ago. Is that a hadas baldin? Well, at the time that you said it, it wasn't to your detriment, so it wasn't his chayvus. So the Ktzos says that's the first of the That's the first of the. That's the first of the. What's it called? That's the first of the four rayas that the Ketzos has, that and it's the most direct, I think, of the rayas. Other ones are sort of more subtle rayas from different sugyas, but this is the most direct, and it's the most relevant to our sugya, that the Ketzos says it can't be. It can't be the Hadas Baldin is the Matana Me'achshav. There are other problems also. You have to know, Matana also doesn't work that way. It takes us back to the very first line of the Rambam's Sefer Kinyan. You usually can't make a Kinyan just by saying so. It would be surprising if that could just be Mischayev to you because I say it's yours. That itself would be surprising. A lot of technical pieces are surprising, but fundamentally, it doesn't seem to operate that way. It's how Hodas Baldin operates, even if in the moment it didn't matter. Even if only later, when more evidence comes to the fore, now we realize that the statement that you made is going to hit you in the face. Right. And that works. You said 3 years, and then there's a star. The only reason why you're safe in our sugya, the only reason why the machzik wins, is because Rava said the language doesn't mean after 3 years. Aved inish, it's normal. A person says shnei chazakim means more. But if it would talk about 3 years, you would have shot yourself in the foot. Why? B'shas ma'isa wasn't his chayvus. Oh, Zetman says the ketzos that hadas baldin is not a new his chayvus. It is rather an actual nemanis. You said something, we believe you. You said lo parati, we believe you. Yesterday it didn't matter because you also said lo lavisi. But now that we proved that lava, you made a statement lo parati, that's framed, we believe it, it has a lot of nemanis to it. Okay, and now it matters, and now we trust it. Okay, where does it come from, by the way? Where does it come from? But first, let's open the floor to questions. A lot of guys weighing with cautions. Yeah, let's try to work around the room. See.
And then we infer from that that also means Lo Parati. You never said I never paid back. You just said I never received that money. So in that case, he never actually gave any admittance to needing to not pay back or anything like that. We just inferred that from what he said. Whereas in the case of
Shnei
Chazaka, his words actually ended up being...
Okay, good. But Tzvi is making a good point. There is a subtle chiluk between Ka'om Elo Viskam Lo Parati versus our Gemara. Ka'om Elo Viskam Lo Parati, the guy never said the words, I did not pay you back. He had no reason to. He just said, I didn't borrow. But the obvious implication of I didn't borrow is, I didn't pay back. Masha'enu Kane, here, the guy says, Beferish Shnei Chazaka. The fellow says, Beferish Shnei Chazaka. If Shnei Chazaka meant three, so Viter, it's not. I didn't say I wasn't here 4 years ago, but that's even clearer. That's true. That is true. Yeah.
So, why are we going in that time? I'm in charge of the fact that you own it. The fact that I was not. Moda beforehand is the reason you get it. But now that I'm Moda, it's like I'm giving it to you.
Right. That's what the right. That's the language of the Rashbam. Kenosin lechaz ilam idaito. Because you don't have any legal right to it. It's called Dalam Yomani Raya. Called Dalam Gvar.
Or they just dropped into possession and they're like a matana.
Wow.
Because it was yours, it just his Hoda blocked it from owning it. He took away his Hoda.
So what Meir is saying is it could be that Lamed Gimel is a little bit unique, because Lamed Gimel, the background, up until this point, it's been in a Kol Da'alam Gvar state. So one could make the argument that the case of Lamed Gimel might be a little bit different than a different case where someone was actually Muchzuk or known to own it. Here it's already sort of in play, up in the air much more, because it's the beginning, again, going back to, I don't want to get back thoroughly right now, we'll have time to chazer, into the sugya of Kol Da'alam Gvar, but depending again the shitas we spoke about, what Kol Da'alam Gvar means. So if you have a looser sense of Kol Da'alam Gvar, it wasn't really, neither one really had much in the way of rights to it. Okay, that's true, that may be different. Yeah, okay. Emmett, your question?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Levisi, it's like he's giving them a ton of al-tnai that his Levisi
can't deny. Maybe, except he does not had no das litain whatsoever. When Eitan comes over to me and says, Cohen, you owe me $10,000, I say, I don't owe you a penny. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you've been dreaming. You're half asleep. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrow any money from you. So there was no kavana or das on my part. That, well, but if you'll prove that I borrowed, then in a chanam I didn't pay back. And I'm hareini no se me'achshav. There was no das. Now, if you say a matana means I have desire to generate it. I have no desire to generate it. Whereas, if it's a nemonos, it doesn't have to do with what my intent was. It doesn't have to do with what I'm trying to accomplish. I clearly have no intent whatsoever, even tonight, to hand over any money, to create any obligation to Eitan. He's a great guy. But in the hypothetical case we're discussing, I had no intention whatsoever, even Allah Tanai, to give him anything. But I did make a statement. And if you believe my statement, so then without being, you don't have to be deconstructionist to say that once I make that statement, so it's going to, with basis is going to accept, even though I didn't mean for the implications that it ends up having. I didn't mean to be Mishayev Mamon. But Lamaisa, I did make a statement or imply that I never paid him back. So at some point that may come back to haunt me. Yeah, and then when he proves that he did lend me money, then they say, well, business says, well, you told us yesterday you didn't pay back. Well, I didn't mean it. I meant it. I'm not denying what I said, or maybe I am, but either way, I'm stuck with what I said. I'm not reinterpreting, no, this is what I meant. It is true that I implied yesterday that I didn't pay back. I didn't want to be chayiv. It doesn't matter what you wanted if it's a nemanos. But if it's a matana, it doesn't matter what you want. There has to be some degree of das. It's not a matana bal karcho.
When he's comparing it to matana, it's a comparison in that it needs das, or it's a comparison in that he's saying it's insurance for it.
Well, but how does that work? Based on what? Based on what? A new gzeir sakasim. I mean, is it a matana? It's not a matana. Again, maybe you can push back. But the truth is, if you want to push back, you have to. I don't want to get now into all the four kashas of Ksos. You have it in front if you want to take a look. He has Gemara that talk about Hodas Baldin in ways that make it pretty clear. Comparing Hodas Baldin to other cases of Nemanos, he has four different riots. But I think that's the way to think. I think that's the way the Ksos is presenting the first one. Now, the Ksos, one more. Yeah. One, two more questions.
Just to
Gavi and Binyamin. Hold on one second.
If Hodas Baldin is creating a new chiyuv, then yeah, he should be able to say lo karati, but we know he's not, which is why it couldn't be that it's creating a chiyuv.
Right. If Hodas Baldin is creating a chiyuv, so then we should only accept Hodas Baldin that in the moment was creating a chiyuv. The guy actually meant a classic Hodas Baldin. He says, yes, I do owe you the money. Okay, so then we'll take that, because you create something new. But if you said something which at the time was irrelevant, if anything, Adrab, you're trying to argue that you're putter, so it's hard to say that there was a chayvus.
How is this, just to clarify, how is this a problem, again, for our original case? Because we said that you can't, like, we're retroactively changing what we're saying?
We're retroactively changing the output of what he's saying. In other words, it's true that on Monday, looking at the board, it's true that on Monday he said lo lavisi, which implied lo parati, but it was not at all a matana. He wasn't trying to give up anything. And at the time it wasn't. It wasn't anything. Later on, the Eidim come and strip away the first part of what he said. Now the lo parati is going to be his kindness. But that wasn't the intent. Yaakov.
Well, maybe you could say that we're stuck. I mean, that had to be his intent. You can't say it really meant lo lavisi. So it's not, even though at the time when you meant, when you said the claim, we had to say, at that time, and now we have the Nathrila, we know what his das was. His das must have been.
So I think you're trying to go down with the Yitz's room. The question is, but he did not have that das. Eitan says to me that I owe him $10,000. Okay, let me $10,000 I owe. And I say, no, absolutely not. I don't owe you nothing. I never owe you anything. We never had any business arrangement. I don't know who you are. Goodbye. So what really I meant to say, this is very Freudian. We'll get to the subconscious, and really what it's trying to say is I do owe you the money. Without Freud, you know, consciously, I don't think Chavosh Mishpat follows Freud. Whether Musser follows Freud or not, that was a big pulmus, that was a big part of the big controversy over the Musser movement. That many Tamei Chacham felt that Shlomo Salanter was digging too deep into the subconscious. But certainly in the world of Chavosh Mishpat, I think even Shimon Shkop in Shaar Yosher does not think that Chavosh Mishpat follows Freudian subconscious. So you want to tell me deep down, really, there were repressed feelings and he was really trying to give it up? Maybe. But beyond that, how?
Why is it different than in the case of Chozi Abitoli, right? He comes and then he says again, right, he said it, just belongs to my father. What he meant was, no, it's mine as if, I think it's mine as if it was my father. Isn't the same logic being used by Chozi Abitoli?
The case you just gave, where a guy says this belongs to my father, he says no, I meant it's mine because I bought it. It clearly belonged to my father. His outcome, the fellow's desired outcome doesn't change. Either way, in tie number one, tie number two, he's saying this house is mine. It's mine because of Yerusha. It's mine because of Canaan. But either way, I'm changing the backstory, but the Lamaisa output is the same. The house is mine. Not yours, but mine. So that's consistent. But here, that's what I was saying before it's to be done. Here, Adarabba, the initial out, I said lo parati, it's true I said lo parati, but the output of that was, at the time, meant to be, and therefore I don't owe you money. I didn't pay that, because I never even borrowed. And that's why I don't owe you any money. And now, Aiden say, well, you did borrow. So now I say what? They say, well, I said lo parati, so that meant I do owe you money. It's true. The fact, lo parati, implies that I owe you money. But that clearly was not my kavana. It wasn't the desired output. Adarabba, now the guy wants to say, oh, yeah, I did borrow, but I paid back. And we say, we're not going to let you say that because Rei Meho Dalas Baldin, that you didn't pay back. But that's actually the consistent, that would be the consistent outcome.
Who said it had to be Yisrael's Nidaz? Why can't it be, right, we said earlier, why can't it be a Milosh Chasra Torah, and if we don't care about your Daz? Meaning, we made Odaz Faldin, so that Odaz Faldin created a Chiyu Chadash, but now we did Yisrael's Nidaz, with a Milosh Chasra Torah. So then, why do I, whether implicitly or explicitly, you created Odaz Faldin, and now we know, now we know what you actually meant. So why do I care?
Maybe, but then you would need to, that's like I was saying, yes, then you would need to explain where that comes from. In other words, Mari Ben Lei presumably is trying to say that this fits into Hodos Baldin, what is it? So he's saying it fits into pre-existing halakhic categories. We know there's something called Matana.
Why does it have to?
Well, then the question is, who told you that it's true? Who told you it's true? Now, unless you want to argue, it's fine. The one other thing I wanted to add, and I want to begin to talk about Migo before we go downstairs, is the Ktso sends you back. The Ktso says, I think this is an emanus. So he says, where does it come from? So he says, look at Kiddushin Samachem Ebeis. Let's go back to the beginning. What better place to look than look at Rashi on the original din? He rashes a dichsev, a pasuk in the Chumash. Asher yomar ki huzeh, hareisha samach al miktsas hoda aso, a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Asher yomar ki huzeh, the fellow says it is this. What is that pasuk even talking about? That is the famous parsha of Moder Miktsas. But we'll leave Eitan out of this now. I have a new case. Yehuda says that I owe him $5,000. Should change the numbers. Small potatoes. Yehuda says that I had come to him for a commercial loan for $10 million. Trying to close the deal. Financing had come through. So Yehuda offered me a bridge loan. $10 million for 2 weeks. Okay? And Yehuda comes and says, tell him, the 2 weeks are up. I needed $10 million. So before, when Eitan came and said, where's my $10,000? I was a kofar hakol. He said, I don't owe you anything. But Yehuda comes and says, Cohen, it's been 2 weeks. I need my $10 million back. So I say, no, it's only $5 million. I owe you $5 million? I'll pay you $5 million. I don't owe you that. I don't know, but it's not 10, it's 5. I'll give you the 5. I'll give you the 5 that I owe you, but not the 5 that I don't owe you. That's what we call a moda and mixas. I was moda to part of the amount that I owed. I share it based on Pasuk and Chumash. I share Yomar, Pasuk and Mishpat. The fellow says, ki hu zeh. It is just this. It's just that. It's just this. You asked me for $10 million. No, it's only $5 million. Ki hu zeh. It's really just this. That's the parsha of moda and mixas. And the Torah says, what is the din of moda and mixas? I'm sorry, you left and you missed out. We just went up by 3 orders of magnitude.
That exists.
2 orders of magnitude. $10 million loan. I admit it, this time I admit to $5 million. So that brought us to the pasuk in Chumash. I'm no longer a kofar hakol. Before I was a kofar hakol, I said I don't know anything. Now it's moda tabar, but it's moda mixas. So moda mixas, the Torah, what's the din of moda mixas? What's the din? If a guy says, I only owe you $5 million, what's it saying in Chumash? Oh, good. The $5 million that I admit, the famous part is that I take a shvuah. One of the three cases where the Chumash says you have to take a shvuah in order to be patur, one of the three shvuahs that I said, Mamun is Moda Mixas. The other $5 million, let's make it easier. I admit the $3 million. I deny the other $7 million. Keep it simple. Different numbers. So I'm going to pay you the $3 million, and I'm going to take a shvuah that I do not owe you the other $7 million. I don't take the shvuah, I'm going to have to pay the rest as well. Okay, it's one of the three shvuahs to raise. Mammon, the shvuahs mode mixes. I'm swearing that I'm potter on the other seven. But also, I have to pay the three. Why am I paying the three? Rashi says, mode mixes. So Rashi says, the parsha mode mixes, that pasuk in Chumash, parsha mishpatim, really teaches me two dinim. It teaches me, number one, it teaches me, or number two, famously, it teaches me the din of shvuas, moda mixas. But Rashi says that's on the $7 million. But on the $3 million that I did admit to owing, Rashi says it teaches me the din of hodas baldin. That's where it comes from. That one pasuk in Chumash teaches me two incredibly significant concepts, hodas baldin and shvuas moda mixas. So it says, yeah, that means this is it's a pasuk in Chumash. I would not have guessed on my own that the guys believed. The way we began, I would not have guessed on my own that the guys believed. I would have thought you're not two Edim. Why should we believe you? Why should we believe the Baldin like two Edim? So that's a chiddush that was nischarish over here that we do believe the fellow. Yeah, Evan.
I missed, where is this idea from?
This is a pasuk in Parashat
Mishpatim. No, I mean the idea that this is the source for
Hodas. Oh, Rashi in Kiddushin Samachay, when the Gemara with which we began Hodas Baldin, when the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, I don't know if you have the Gemara in front of you, unless you brought Kiddushin. But it is in the Maram Kamas, if you want to look it up afterwards. Kiddushin Samachay and Beis, when the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, Hodas Baldin, Kamehizim Dami, Rashi says, yeah, based on Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. So the Kso says, oh, this is that the Torah is being mechadish this neimanus. We have other psukim in Chumash that are mechadish neimanus of two edim. The Torah here is being mechadish neimanus of hadas baldin. Now Yaakov is probably going to ask, I have a gzeiras hakasav. The gzeiras hakasav doesn't make it clear what the nature of the din is. Maybe it's a neimanus, or maybe it's a nuhis chayvus milvak suva Torah. Right. Very good. Correct. So that's why the answer to that is, again, I don't want to get too far afield. The Ksos said, very good. The Ksos does have other rayas as well. So even if you're going to push, as I was saying to Yitzhak before, even if you're going to push and say the Ksos's first raya alone, I could give a different shot. Yeah, but then could I take a look in the middle of the paragraph? He gives another three kashas against the Rebbe Leib. I don't think that the Milvak Suba Torah idea will stand up to the barrage of the other three kashas. Just to give you one example, kasha number three he takes you back to the first pack of Bava Metzia, where the Gemara is comparing different types of nemanos. He's comparing different types of nemanos. Gemara says, how about this? How about that? Eidim versus Adah. But then it sounds from that sugya, he says, like it's comparable. So I'm trying to figure, is it stronger? Is it weaker? Making drushes between the two, it sounds like it's in the same category as Eidim. Eidim on Kanas and Eidim on Mamon and Hadas Baldin. And Hadas Baldin. Yeah, his fourth kasha is actually from Moda Mixas. He says, let's say I come and say, let's say, kasha number four he has against Reuven Leib, Iksos against Reuven Leib. And let's say Yehuda comes and says, I owe him $10 million for the commercial bridge loan that he extended to me two weeks ago. And I say, I never took a bridge loan from you. But it is true that last week I smashed up your car in the parking lot and I owe you $10,000 for all the bodywork. So that's the Iksos says, I don't think that's the mode to mix us. Or even better, I say, I don't owe you any bridge loan, but I'm willing to give you a gift of $100. I said, Moda Nixas? No. Hodah is actually a response to the stuff. It's not creating new chiyuv. There's more to say about this. Maybe we'll hold off on more questions for now. Let's recap what we have, and we'll talk a few more minutes. Let's recap what we have. Then we'll open the parsha of Migo. And then you'll head to the base manager to begin doing some more spade work. Again, let's recap what we have. Hadas Badin Kameid and Dami. Toseftim Bavitsiya quoted in Kiddushin and comes up all over Shas. Big Chakira. Tiksois in Simon Lamadal, Choshimish, but Simon Lamadal has a big Chakir, famous Chakir. What's the nature of Hadas Badin Kameid and Dami? Is it creating a new Chiyuv now? Again, there are different versions offered what that new chiyuv would be. The Rashbam definitely talks about being like a matana, or is it a nemanos? And the Marib and Leib thought that Hadas Baldin Kameim Dami is like creating a new chiyuv, like by saying that I owe you whatever the facts are irrelevant. Now I owe you. And the Ksos says no, it's actually factual. We believe you. It's a nemanos, just like to Eimaimaz. So to this. I'll give you, by the way, a parallel machlok, because the Ksos himself quotes. He says, the parallel to Hadas Baldin is a concept in Choshen Mishpat. What do you call the equivalent in Iser Veheter? A guy says, my meat is treif. A guy says, I think that the milk of this coffee is camel's milk. And therefore, it's an Easter to drink it. Easter daraisa, yotzim in atame tame. To eat camel's meat is a lav daraisa. To drink camel's milk might be a violation of say Easter vialma. But Easter daraisa, guy says, I'm convinced that the milk in that cup of coffee is camel's milk. So we say, you don't call the hodos baldin. That's. Hadas Baldin, that's in Dilimamus. In Yisra Vehetri, we say, Shavya Anafsha, or Anafshe, Chaticha di Yisura. You made it a piece of Isser for yourself. I don't have to believe you, unless there's some reason why I'm mechayev to believe you. I'm pretty sure that milk is kosher milk. But you're convinced that it's camel's milk. So sometimes maybe you'll be an Eidach and have to believe you. But if not, you say, we have other agents. I poured that milk out of a container. The container had Ashkacha, or the container had the USDA Ashkacha, whatever it is. So I'm convinced that the milk is kosher. You're convinced the milk is treif. So Shavya and Afshechadichidusur. For you it's treif. For everyone else it's kosher. You're talking not allowed to drink anymore. Shavya, you made it for yourself, Anafshay. You made it for yourself. A shtick iser. Why does that work? Same, a parallel, machlokas. The Ksos says, I think it's Mariban Lev himself who said, in the last paragraph, he says, there are those who say that there also, you're creating something new. Some Achronim say, it's like a neder. If a guy says the milk in this coffee is camel's milk, that's a neder. From now on, he's not allowed to drink it. Why? You create a new iser. A new iser, an iser neder. And the ktzot says, no, no, no. In both cases, it's actually the same din. It's just a basic din that people are believed have a lav nemanos vis-a-vis themselves. It's a din of nemanos in both cases. So that is this larger hakir about the nature of hodas bal din and its cousin in Isra v'hater, shava nav shechaticha disura. Are you, through your words, creating a new reality, creating a new hischaivas, creating a new iser, the Mari ibn Lev approach, or no? The Ksosis approach. It's a Nemanus. We believe the things you're saying. It's parallel to Eidos. It's parallel to Eidos, and perhaps based on the Gzeres HaKosov, even stronger than Eidos. Okay. We had left off, though, with one other point as well. And the other point that we'll head to the Beis Medrash now in a few different directions to think about was, let's learn one more teeny, tiny Tosus. Let's say, the Gemara says, I had come and said, I've been living here for the last 6 years. I've ate them, I've been living here for the last 6 years. Chazaka. I bought it from Shimon. Reuven says, but I have a shtar. That what? I have a shtar that I bought it from Shimon 4 years ago. That was smack in the middle of your first 3 years of chazaka. That punctured. That was a macha against your chazaka. Avol shis, the Gemara says the top line, Laman Alf and Ralph. Ein lecha macha gedola mizu. What does Tosfos say in the top line, Laman Alf and Ralph? Hiksha rivam, the rebar Mordechai. He says, I don't get it. 7 years, 6 years. Afilo Isis Ariel Lacha Shalosh Shonen. Yehei Neman. 3 years is enough. Why? To say Lekachtia Kodaminach. The guy only brings 3 years of the last 3 years of Chazaka. But he says, but I'm telling you, I bought it before you. 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You say you bought it 4 years ago. Rivam says, why isn't that good enough? Why? Because he says, forget about the Chazaka that he has that he bought it from Shimon. Believe him when he says he bought from Shimon 5-6 years ago. Bemigo di boy amar minach sevinta, because he could have said I bought it from you. Right? Levi says I bought from Shimon 6 years ago. Reuven shows up with a shtar and says I bought it from 4 years ago. Right? Levi says I bought it from Shimon. I have chazak. Reuven says, well, I bought it from Shimon 4 years ago. So if the guy, if Levi says, well, I bought it from Shimon 6 years ago, Gemara says, Levi loses because he doesn't have a chazaka. Because he doesn't have a chazaka he bought from Shimon. So the Tosfos says, I understand. Believe Levi when he says he bought from Shimon. He could have said, I bought it from you, Reuven. You bought it 4 years ago, and I bought it from you the year after. And I've been living here for the last 3 years. It was an easy one. Easy one? Right. Okay. What do you think of Yom?
I'm just like, but like, where he had to bring proof of that, it's
kind of
like...
Yeah, let's say he has Aiden for the last 3 years. Aiden Chazaka for the last 3 years. He made a claim, again, Levi made a claim I bought from Shimon 6 years ago. Reuven says, well, here's a shtar that I bought from Shimon 4 years ago. So why can't he say, well, believe me that I bought from Shimon 6 years ago, because I could have just as easily said I bought from you 3 years ago. And here are my Eide Chazaka, and I win. What's wrong with that Migo? What's wrong with that Migo? Is there anything wrong with that Migo? What do you say, Ezra?
Yeah, at the time that the first guy was meeting, the first thing he didn't know yet.
Oh, very good. Ezra says, what do you mean? So, as a matter of fact, maybe we should call you Yitzchak Shechter, because you're Mechavin to the Ri. The Omer Ri. The Omer Ri. Here you are in Tosfos. The Omer Ri, Dein Zemigo. Top Tosfos is Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Ein Zemigo. This is not Amigo. De Mei Karol Yiton Klal Minach Zevinta. Initially, he wasn't going to, when he actually said his Taina, he wouldn't have then said, I bought it from you. Dein Yodem Yeshla Zeshtar Shekinah Meno. Initially, when Levi, the present Machzik, made his claim in Beis Din, when Reuven said, my boss, Bahayara, At the time, there was no reason for Levi to say, I bought it from you. Because at the time, Levi had no idea that Reuben's holding a shtar. That shtar was the X factor in Reuben's back pocket. After Levi says, I bought it from Shimon years ago and I have a chazakah, then Shimon says, well, here's my shtar from 4 years ago. Now, it would have been a good taina. But then, there was no reason for you to have said it. There was no reason for you to have said it. We call this, there's a name for this. Well, now that we know this, I could have said something else yesterday. It's a retroactive migo. Otherwise known as, how you say retroactive in Hebrew? Lemafreya. Right? Migo lemafreya. So Tosas here says very briefly, we don't say migo lemafreya. Tosas here says it very briefly. And how many lines? 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5 lines. On top of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. On Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosas spends closer to 40 lines, making largely the same point. Migal and Mefreya, lo aminim. Tosas has many rayas, Migal and Mefreya, lo aminim. We head to the Beis HaMedrash in a couple of moments. If you have not yet seen this Tosas, you're going to want to see a quick show of hands. How many guys already saw this Tosas in Beis HaMedrash yesterday? The Tosas on Lamed. The long Tosas on Lamed Aleph. Okay. So you'll head to Beis Marish now for a few things. Number one, but don't go just yet. You head to Beis Marish to see this. If you're finding along the Mara Makomos, we're over here. The Gemara Memalef and the Tosas on Daf Lam, at least parts of the Tosas, and other pieces of Gemara that Tosas quotes from Sanhedrin from Shavuos that you may want to see. They're going to develop this at greater length. This idea, different cases. We're going to see another three cases of Migal and Mefreya. You don't say... Now that something happened, well, I could have said something else yesterday. I didn't, so believe me. So this issue is in play. Tosfos doesn't think it works. Although he seems to say that maybe Rashi disagrees with him. Rashi and other Masechtas. It's an interesting question. Why should it work? Why shouldn't it work? And it's an invitation to thinking about Migo in general. Just as a detail of Dos Baldin got us into why Dos Baldin work, a detail about Migo, why would Migo affair work or not, probably has a lot to do, once again, with, well, how does Migo work in general? Why is it that normally, you say you lent me money, I could have said I paid you back, instead I said you were mochel. You're a mochel, a little bit funny, but since I could have said you paid me, I paid you back, you believe me for that. So when I say, you were mochel me, or, you say, you lent me $10,000, I could say I paid you back. Instead I said, well, it's true that I borrowed money and never paid you back, but then the next week, you smashed up my car and did $10,000 damage to me, so it's a wash. Nischayavta li kenegdan. It's a little bit of a sticky type of taina, but since I could have said I paid you back, so believe me when I say this funny reason why I'm putter. Classic Migo. Why does Migo work? Why does Migo work is a great question, which will probably shed light on the issue that comes up on Daf Lamed and Lamed Aleph of whether we say Migo and Mefreya or not. It will also play itself out in the next couple of blot. Like on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is going to raise the question of Migo versus Edom. Believe me, because I have a Migo, even though the Edom say I'm wrong. Or... or, what comes up in the next couple of blot, I could have said something else, but we've taken a lot of chutzpah, migu da'aza. Or, we said before the idea of a shavua. Moda Mixas has to swear that he doesn't owe the other $7 million. How about if he has a migo? Can a migo take the place of a shavua? Migo la'afturi mishavua. All of these fundamental questions of migo are going to play themselves out over the next couple of blot of Cheskas Avatim. And they will, Amir Tashem, in many ways fall into place once we get a handle on what drives Migo. The fundamental Hakira and Migo will shed light on a lot of this. We're heading down to Beis Marash now to take a look at the Tosfos and Daf Lamed and see the supporting Gemaras. And if you have time, you can take a look at that Rush. The Rush has a machlokas between himself and the Ri Megash about a case of Migo. And there's a lot of logic at play in that machlokas, which should hopefully help us begin to figure out the mystery of Migo.